Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. At the bottom of the hour is Trolling or Rolling. It's always a fun segment with our man Martin Weiss. And Rob, let's get down. Let's get back to college football. It is the big story of what's going on right now. And it looks like they will, at least at this point, the plan is to go ahead with an NCAA national championship because the NCAA does not control the college bowl series, in the college playoff, I should put it that way. And so you will, the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 are playing, and it looks like we will get, at least at this point, the plan is to have a national champion out of those sports. And when you look at it, one of the callers was right when they said 7 of the top 10 teams right now are in those three conferences. And so if you get a Clemson and say it's still, an Alabama or an LSU,
that's
big.
You can sit there and
big.
Sell it all you want, but I don't think it's
hard to sell.
You can sell it all you want to people who want to buy into it, but people in the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and other, we'll just look at it. It is what it is. I mean, it's going to be a bastardized national championship, whether they want to believe it or not. So, they can go ahead and put on their TV show and jump around and tell everybody that this was great, but it breaks the tradition of college football. And it's just not on par to be able to play some skeleton crew. I don't care where they rank in seven of the 10. I just think that it's a bad look, and for them to go against the rest of college football and continue this, and even when you talk about the national championship being, you know, the selection committee and the way that they do it, if right. I'm the Big Ten, I don't know if I want to be a part of it again. If you go on without us, if I even want to be a partner in that as we go forward. Well, because the first sign of a pandemic, you just threw out the window everything that we had agreed on. I'd be salty, and I don't know if I would take part in it from as we go forward.
Where are they going to go?
Form their own, or just don't do something different.
The Big Ten and the Pac-12?
I don't know. Fun. Other schools. I don't know. I don't know what happens with this season. With the season goes. All I'm saying is, I wouldn't be game for it.
Well, that may be fine, and obviously, there's no doubt if they go ahead and have a national champion, it won't be the same. I mean, if you don't have the Big Ten with its great history. And the Pac-12, which isn't much now, but still has a history, and some of its teams are pretty good. It's going to be diminished. There is no doubt about that. But people will still be into it. People still think Clemson and whoever you want to take out of the SEC, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, are the best teams in the country. Outside of Ohio State, there's really nobody in those conference, the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, that people factor into the national championship race. So I agree with you that it'll be a little bit diminished, but I also say America will still be very much into it. Now, I'm with you on the, I mean, I don't see how some conferences don't think it's health safe to play and others think it's fine. So I'm with you on that they should all be uniform and do the same thing. But where we're at right now, people will be into it. If it's at Clemson and LSU in the national championship game, it'll be huge. I think it'll be viewed just as big as it always is. And it's unfortunate that it's come to this because it is ridiculous. Because the medical doctors should be in more agreement than this, and thus the conferences should be in more agreement with this. But I'm just saying, with what we have right now, I do think people will pay much major attention to it, and it'll be viewed as a big deal. Let's go to Dabo. I mean, he's you know, instrumental in this whole situation. Dabo Swinney, of course, and the Clemson Tigers, who are ranked preseason number one in the coaches poll. He has spoken. I'm not sure if we have sound of this, Rob G. We don't have sound, but he spoke yesterday about his star quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, who has been one of the most outspoken players of this We Are United movement. And Trevor Lawrence has come out and said the players want to form a college football players association. And here's Dabo was asked about it, and here's his quote. "I think it would be great to have a players association. That's different from a union. I'll say that." And Dabo has always, it's no secret, he is against a union. You remember when the guys from Northwestern tried to unionize, and Dabo was very much against it. He wasn't the only one, but he was very much against it. And Rob, I think what Dabo, by him saying we can have a players association, but we can't have a union. Dude, that is like saying, oh, they can, the players can go create a social club. You know, they can go, you know, have bake sales and things like that. But nothing serious is belittling the players. It's almost mocking them to me, because it's saying, what else would a players association be if it doesn't have the power of a union? What in the world good is it? The NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, Players Associations, that's what they're called, Players Associations. But they're unions. What do you think about it?
I mean, I just don't even – whatever he's talking about makes no sense. It is a union. It would have to be a union where they collective bargaining bargain for everybody involved. And that's the only way the players are ever going to get power. As long as they're separate and people are doing what's best for them, they'll always be taken advantage of. There's power in collective bargaining. And you just have one voice, and you have a union chief, and he speaks for the membership. And, of course, you know, you have the way a union is laid out. And that's the only way you can do it. So, I wouldn't ask for him to endorse anything anyway. It's against what he wants. He wants right. ultimate power. So I don't need your endorsement. You know what I mean? Dabo Swinney, you can do whatever you want, but I don't need it. There's a coaches association. There's all kinds of other things. The players get screwed. And people like Dabo Swinney, I think, until players recognize, and, you know, like I've said all the time, until you stop feeding these guys, stop going to their schools, stop right. letting them recruit you, Chris, stop doing that, it's never going to change. When the good players say, we're not going to play for Dabo Swinney, that's when Dabo Swinney will change. The one and done, and this is a little different, Chris, but I give Coach K credit. He could have fought the one and done. What did he do, Chris? He wanted to compete, right?
So and he went and got one and done.
Am I right?
You can sit there and say he was late to the party in that, but he said, "Look, if I'm going to keep coaching, I got to do it."
Which one do you want to be? You want to never win another national championship? Right. Seriously. Right. So Tom Izzo experienced that at Michigan State, Chris.
Yep.
For a while, he thought he kept a little engine that could. Right. You know how many? You know how long has it been since Tom Izzo won a national championship? 20
Since
years,
Moby Dick
Chris.
Was a guppy?
Since Moby Dick was a guppy. Every time I can squeeze that in, you know I do. 20 years. You know what I'm just saying? It's about adapting. And look, if you don't adapt, you get left by the wayside. But it's up to the players, Chris. They can change it as a group. If you keep going to play for Dabo Swinney, then there you go. Then it's going to stay the same.
You're absolutely right. The NCAA is only going to give what it has to, period. They've proven
that's how
it.
They did the likeness, Chris. What happened?
Right.
All of a sudden, the state of California, oh, you guys better not do that. The governor signed it, and what happened, Chris? Overnight, they changed their mind.
They
Come
had
on.
No choice.
No
even,
choice.
Even back when the kids at Northwestern were trying to unionize, and remember, after that, the NCAA said, okay, that's when they started to give the players, they moved the scholarships from 1 year to 4 years in the Power Five conferences. Remember that?
Yep.
And then they started giving them what they call cost of attendance stipends. That it was more than two, you usually got tuition, room and board and meals, but the cost of attendance stipends covered more than that. Gave you a little bit of spending money. They only did it because they had to, because they were pushed up against the wall. And that is what it is going to take, Rob. You're absolutely right about that. And I think it's high time. Because let's face it, we've all, I mean, not all, but most of us have said the college kids need to get paid. And here is the phrase that is fooling a lot of people, Rob. Student athlete. Student athlete. So people, that plays into the whole myth of amateurism. But it's not amateurism. Here's what Woody Hayes, the legendary Woody Hayes, coach at Ohio State, said. And this was, you know, he coached when? The 60s and 70s.
Was this before or after he swung on a player during the game?
Yeah, I think after. You know, I mean, that ended his career. So I think this was after. But, you know, he coached in the 60s and 70s. Here's what he said. You don't attract the kinds of crowds it takes to fill these arenas unless you pay a lot of attention to your job. And the job, to some extent, for some of these boys, he is football. And the job, to some extent, for some of these boys, is football. He's saying it's a job. Bear Bryant, another legend at Alabama, he said the same thing. It is a job. Players miss classes. They miss tests. Why? To be at practice, to be at games, and to travel. How is it not a job if you're doing all that? And, Rob, everybody else is making money off of the sports, off of college football and basketball, except the players. I'm talking about the coaches, the media, the television stations, the administrators, the athletic directors, everybody except the players. This is minor league football.
It is. There's no other way of looking at it. Yep. Without the pay. Without the pay.
That's all it is. It is minor league football. And I'm different. You know, I know, and this is a problem, but I know with Title IX and people are like, well, how you going to pay the lacrosse players? Look, to me, the football and basketball players should get paid. Because everybody else doesn't have to put in the time. For a lot of other athletes, it is, and as the NCAA puts it, an avocation. For a lot of other athletes, it's an extracurricular activity. For the big-time football and basketball players, it's your job. And it's just, it's been unfair for a long time. Everybody's kind of gone along with it. But it's coming fast, right? I do think it's coming. I don't think this is going away. And if this is kind of squashed on some level, I think it's going to come back again.
Yeah, I do too, just because of where we are in the world and the changes that we have seen. And I think players do see that. We've seen changes at Missouri where they got rid of the chancellor and the president. They did it. The players did it. And if somebody could go in and sell to the kids and show them what is doable and what's possible, Chris, if you band together, I think that would change stuff.
Yep, I totally agree. All right, let's see where you guys are at on this. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Why are college coaches like Dabo Swinney so against players unionizing and getting paid? We'll continue the conversation with you next. What would that do to college football? It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. You know,
very nice. Look at you, very nice.
Yes, yes. I'm changing my ways. So
it's
what is
all
this?
Good. I know the Roadrunner.
Wow.
You don't remember the Roadrunner?
Really, I remember it, but I never was really into it.
No, it was the same thing all the time. Yeah. But
by the time I was a kid watching cartoons, they were more sophisticated than the Roadrunner.
Yeah, it was. You know? That was a little different because there was really no dialogue, and it was kind of the same thing over and over. After a while,
but it couldn't stand up to Scooby Doo and
Scooby Doo and Scrappy Doo.
All right, with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. No matter what your battery problems are, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. Next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's get to some of these calls. 877-99 on Fox. We're talking all things college football, and it's your turn to weigh in.
All right, David in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, it's been a minute since I've been able to get through. Good to talk to my guys again, man.
I want to hear from you, too, because your boy Scott Frost is going rogue. So where you at?
Look, man, look, Scott, you know, he got to do what he got to do for his players, man. I mean, you know, everybody can bash us. It's cool. We're not going to make excuses in Nebraska for being a football school, man, for caring about football, you know. You know, it'll all come to what it's supposed to be. You got to listen to the medical doctors. What I understand, though, is how come UNMC right up the road here in Lincoln has one of the top infectious disease hospitals in the world. You know, they say one thing, and then apparently the SEC doctors are saying something else.
Well,
you know,
right.
That's where it gets confusing and frustrating, you know. I mean,
totally.
We need to know, you know, what's the truth?
Well, that's the problem, because money's involved. We don't know what the truth is, and and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I have never gotten on here and claimed to be doctors.
We're not doctors.
Yeah, I know
we're
that.
Not saying who's right,
you know,
who's wrong.
Scott,
we're just going with what they're trying to say.
Scott Frost don't claim to be no doctor either, man. He's just trying to look out for his players. He's trying to stand up for his kids. Everybody's disappointed.
Is this for his kids or is it for him? I don't know. Does he get paid if there's no season?
Right, because if
I imagine
safety,
he does, Rob. I imagine he does.
I would say, I mean, I would think it's more for Scott, honestly.
I do, too.
Because the players, so what, at UMC they said it's dangerous to play, right?
Well, now the reports are getting there is, you know, if you follow these certain protocols and do what Nebraska's been doing here and all that stuff, you know, you could pull it off. But what you can't control is, you know, what's going on out at Rutgers when you travel out there, you know, and I think that's what people have to realize. Yeah, we can do all the right things here in Nebraska and quarantine and, you know, keep the kids in a certain environment at the facility, stuff like that. But we can't control what they're doing in Michigan State.
That's what puts them at risk, David. Thanks for the call, buddy.
One other thing. Can I say this real quick, Rob?
Quickly, yep.
A couple weeks ago, man, Chris, I just want to say thank you. You had McIntyre in filling in when Rob was in on one of his breaks or whatever. NBA game going on, and he starts going off about, oh, this game is going to reach the overs, man. Oh, the over was this, and then it moved up to 7 points. I just want to thank you guys for having a show that doesn't have to revolve around Las Vegas every time. I know people like to bet. I ain't stupid. you know, but there's places we can get that information.
Right.
I'm just glad you guys keep it real about the game and not about, well, you know, what the Vegas line is.
Because I shut him down on that. Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you, David.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Jimmy Mack in Arizona, when are you coming back? It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing good, Jimmy.
What's up, man?
Good. So I have a polar opposite view on this unionizing and paying the players, and there's so many issues with this, just trying to pick one. I disagree with it because they are student athletes. What are you being paid for? If you're being paid or you're in a union, that's your job. The other thing with that is, if you're going to pay football players, do you now have to pay the field hockey team? Where is that money and revenue going to come
from?
No,
wait a minute. Let's just stop what you were talking about. When you're a football player and you're talking about the travel and what they do, and Chris just read you a couple quotes from some all-time famous football coaches. It's a job when you go there. You can sugarcoat and talk about being a student athlete. It's not true. March Madness, when the basketball team travels around for 5 weeks to play basketball.
When in the world are they doing
that? You ain't a student. You're not a student.
And you, Rob, you've probably talked to players too. I've talked to NBA players who told me, look, you can't, if you want to major in engineering or
can't
pre-med,
do anything,
you
Chris.
Can't do it if you're a division.
Back, big basket
time
weaving.
Basketball or football.
Right.
Yeah. You got to get communication.
What do they have? Urban studies or something like that?
Liberal studies.
Stuff that you can't even get a job with, Chris, after you get out of school.
Yeah. It's tough. It's a job. I mean, let's just stop kidding ourselves.
All right. Jose in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jose?
Not much. How's it going, fellas? Well, just
good.
One little quick thing about the person from Nebraska right now. I don't know if you guys remember Lawrence Phillips. He's doing life now, you know. But he was good at playing Nebraska. They let him do everything.
Yeah.
Because they had to get over the top, right? Two titles.
Yeah, did he kill somebody?
Yeah. When he was in prison. And then he got out, and then he ran over two people right then outside the Coliseum.
Wow.
Here, Rob, I brought this up. Here's what Bear Bryant said in his autobiography, a legendary football coach at Alabama. Everybody knows him. I used to go along with the idea that football players on scholarship were student athletes, which is what the NCAA calls them, meaning student first and athlete second. We were kidding ourselves, trying to make it more palatable to the academicians. At the level we play, the boy is really an athlete first and a student second.
Thank you. I mean, that's at least coming clean, Chris.
Yep.
And giving you an honest take. That's real.
Yep.
That's real.
No question about it. We got trolling or rolling with our man Martin Weiss coming in. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right, it's trolling or rolling. And if Rob and Chris like the story that I'm about to read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
And without further ado, Rob, Chris, the bubble, it's been wildly entertaining, and it's got me thinking, we should do this every year, right? Not necessarily put everybody back in the same place, but the added drama of who's getting the eighth spot has been a ton of fun to follow in the Western Conference. We should keep this play-in game strategy in place instead of going back to normal. Chris, are you trolling or rolling a future, quote, pre-playoff tournament to determine who gets the eighth seed?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Look, I hear you. I mean, I think for a situation like this, it was great because it gave everybody that was in the bubble a chance to play for something. It would have been worthless to have them go there and just play eight games when they have no chance of making the playoffs. And I understand. It is fun. There's no doubt about it. It adds a little excitement to it. But there are a lot of things that, you know, maybe a dunk contest in between quarters. That would add excitement to it, too. Instead of free throws, let's shoot play one-on-one. You know, LeBron versus Kawhi.
How about three to make two?
Instead of a free throw. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that might make it exciting. But we got an 82-game season to determine who's the eighth seed. I think a play-in tournament would just be little. Why we got to play 82 games if we're just going to have a play-in tournament for anybody within four games of eighth?
I'm with you, Chris. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
You make the regular season irrelevant. Dude, it's already, you know what I mean? Like,
out of games
because
already,
right. Half the, and half and more than half the league makes it. So it doesn't make sense. After 82, if you still can't determine who, now we got to have a playing game? I just don't even understand that. I'll accept it for where we are in a pandemic, but are you kidding me? No. We don't need any more. You have to earn your way in.
Spoken like a millennial, you know, the Martin
Luther. I'll get off. Yeah. I'll get off you guys' lawn, but I'll just have you.
Hey,
know.
You kids, get off my lawn.
How about some 4- and 5-point shots, Rob? That'd be nice.
Yeah, let's
too.
Do that.
Hey, kids, get off my lawn.
Thank
all right,
you. I'm trolling both of you all, but the Phoenix Suns have been the best team. The Phoenix Suns have been the best team in the restart. Coming out of nowhere to go 6-0, the type of thing that Rob and Chris don't like to see because why we only play 82 games? 8-0, sorry about that. 6-0 against the spread. That's on me. Devin Booker has been sensational on all as always, but it's finally turning into wins for Phoenix. So, Rob, are you trolling or rolling the Suns as a playoff team next season?
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
You know why? The Warriors didn't make the playoffs this year. I got to look at who's falling out. Somebody's got who made the playoffs this year is going to fall out because the Warriors will be there. And where's their room? I just don't see it yet. It's not to poo-poo what Devin Booker and the Suns have done, but they had nothing to lose. They came out. They balled out. But I'm not – when I look at the – and the Pelicans didn't make the playoffs, Chris, right? They won't make it.
They didn't.
So there's two teams, right? If I say the Pelicans and the Warriors, right, they'd have to jump over those two teams. So I'm saying no.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I love what Phoenix did. I'm going to roll with it. They see me rolling. Rob's right. I mean, Golden State is definitely making it. Portland, Memphis will fall out if they make it this year. Portland will be in. But I really like what Phoenix has shown. I may be overstating it. I'm not entirely confident in this, but I just think Monty Williams has done a great job there. Devin Booker has taken another step. DeAndre Ayton played well in the bubble, too. Kelly Oubre wasn't even there, and he's played well for him this season. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say they make it, but, you know, out West, it is very, very tough.
And so to cop off this trolling or rolling edition on Fox Sports Radio with the Odd Couple, we go back to the bubble. The Lakers and the Nuggets played earlier this week. They were tied going into the third quarter, and Denver rested his starters in the fourth while AD, LeBron were on the court as Kyle Kuzma hit a game-winning three to ice it. Now, the Clippers and the Nuggets also played this week. Kawhi and the gang were up by two at the start of the fourth quarter, and didn't really pull away into the Nuggets till late in the game, although Denver again rested the starters in the fourth. Everyone is saying this is some statement win for the Clippers, but both L.A. teams were in close games with the Denver bench in the fourth quarter. Chris, are you trolling or rolling the Denver Nuggets as a true title contender?
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
I like them. They're a good team. I mean, Michael Porter Jr., they got depth galore. Bol is looking like he's a player. But they're not ready yet. They're still not as good as either of the L.A. teams. If Houston can get Russell Westbrook back, they might be able to make some noise. So Denver is going to be a team in the future to deal with. There's no question about it. But, you know, during these playoffs, they're going to have to work out the rotation now. If Gary Harris and Will Barton come back, what do you do? You know, you're only going to play 8 or 9 guys. And so who's not playing now? That's a tough decision for Mike Malone, the coach, because they do have so much depth. They're good, but not yet ready to win a championship.
Chris, Kenny Smith on line one. yeah, I'm going to troll it as well.
Oh, man.
I'm just not there yet because of who's in the way. And, you know, last year they lose game 7 at home, Chris?
To Portland, yeah.
To Portland, right? Was it game 7? I thought it was at home. I believe it was. They're a good team, and I like what they're doing, where they're going. I just don't think that this is the year for them. That's it. That's my only thing. It has nothing to do with how it's put together and those players, but I'm going to say no, not this year.
I just have to say. No, hold on just a second. A pre-playoff tournament would be electric. You take 6 through 10, right?
God.
And then, you take 6 through 10, and you let the first 5 seeds off for a week. Rest. It's a bye week, right? 6 through 10, you play just like this in the bubble. Stagger all the schedules, make it NBA, whatever.
Chris,
Martin, come on.
They don't want to play in the bubble. They want to make money and sell tickets.
I'm saying you wouldn't do it in the bubble. You do it on the same type of TV schedule where it's basketball all
but
day.
But why do we need that when we got 82 games?
You got 82
because
regular season games.
It totally belittles the regular season.
Oh, since the last 10 games of the regular season are so important anyway now. You'll have one or two teams jockeying for position,
Martin,
and then everybody else is resting their starters.
Just because something would bring excitement doesn't mean you do it. Like I said, a one-on-one tournament between LeBron and Kawhi at halftime
exactly.
would be great. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the ratings for that? But are we going to do it? No. Stop
you know what,
it.
You know, the last 10 games of the NBA season are like the last 5 games of the bubble has been, when everything is figured out and teams are resting their starters.
Martin
Look,
is acting, you
go.
Know what, Chris? Martin is
Roll
acting like
that.
A little kid kid who discovered sprinkles for ice cream, and now all of a sudden he wants to put sprinkles on everything. Exactly. Sorry,
sprinkles
Martin.
Sprinkles on steak would be great, Daddy.
Sprinkles.
Come on, man.
Put it on my cornflakes. I want sprinkles on my cornflakes.
Hey, somebody play the troll sound.
In
somebody
the words
troll
of
these
Mark
guys.
Jackson, you're better than
oh,
I gotta,
man.
I'm looking at the West. I got to be honest. I don't know who's. I don't know who Phoenix is going to be better than.
Chris,
I
that's
mean,
what
the
I was
only
saying.
Team
look,
it could be Utah or if Houston, you know, I can't. Who? OKC and Utah, maybe. But I
don't have that much room.
And don't you
think the Pelicans are going to be knocking on the door next year?
I got concerns about Zion.
Oh, do you?
I really
okay.
do. Just that's just me. I'm no doctor, like I always say. But golly, how many games do you think he plays next year? 44?
Nah, I say 68.
All right. Real minutes?
Can't do it.
I don't know about the minutes. You said games. Are you asking me minutes?
25
now?
Minutes a game. All right, that's all right, Martin Weiss. Thank you,
time.
Martin. Thank you, brother.
All right,
all right, more iCouple coming your way. It's Chris and Rob. Keep it live, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple. Of course, this is the King of Queens on a TV theme song Thursday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Pain Relief. It works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended, odor-free. Pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning, none of that. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast. And you will not stink. All right, Rob. Couple things for the NBA real quickly. Number one, did you see the quote from Zion Williamson? He said it is finally time to work on his game and on his body. So he's
oh
he's
really
saying, yes.
Very nice.
Yes, his parting quotes, of course, from the bubble, and he only played 5 of the 8 games. Here he is. I'll talk to my coaches and see what I need to do better from their point of view. Talk to my player development coaches as well. See what I need to do better from their point of view. Just work on every part of my game and work on getting my body where it needs to be.
That's very good.
I like that. He could be arrogant. He could be like, hey, I was fine. I should have played. I don't know why they were holding me out. Hey, I'm getting a point a minute. I'm fine. Does it look
but
like
they're not
I can't
winning? You can get all the points you want. You didn't make the playoffs. The league set up the whole bubble thing to try to get them in the playoffs. So the 22
teams. I don't
even
put that on him. He's a youngster. I never put winning on rookies. But I'm.
But
I mean,
they were trying to get
arrogant.
Them in the playoffs if they could. They wanted.
Yeah, I think they better off with Dame. I think people are excited about Portland, assuming they get there. But, I like this attitude, Rob. I think it's the right, if indeed this is how he feels, that he's going to hear what the coaches say, hear what the, trainers and medical people say. If they say, hey, Zion, you need to drop 20.
What? Did you see the other stuff about Lonzo? that he was disengaged. And
I saw that briefly. What was the detail?
That was some quotes from David Aldridge.
So were there quotes? Who were the quotes from? Or was it just Aldridge's
anonymous
opinion?
Yeah, it was anonymous.
But there were anonymous quotes.
Some people saying that he just, like he had already packed in the season, he just kind of showed up. And just wasn't engaged.
He didn't look like that, Rob.
That's what
he didn't play well.
That's what the quotes were. That's what the observations, Chris, from people there that said basically he was a zero in the bubble.
Oh, he was bad. And you know this. I mean, he went into the shutdown playing the best ball of his career.
So, which is still shocking. Why wouldn't he come and play eight games?
I don't know. I mean, huh? He's another one, Rob, that and I'm worried about Zion, not mentally, but just where he's what's he gonna do with his body? Is he gonna be able to play consistently? I don't worry about his ability to produce at a high level. But Lonzo, man, he's so up and down. You know, he has these stretches where he plays well and then these stretches where he plays badly. But like you said, it's not just, you know, a young player kind of going through the regular up and down moments of an NBA career early in your career. His attitude, like some games, he just doesn't look like he's ready to play.
Yeah, he's not.
Like his body language, he's not aggressive.
You can't be that young, Chris. I could get a veteran player who's done there, been there, done that. Do you know what I mean? Where it might be a little tough to get up for it.
Right.
This is year 12. I don't know how many February's I played in Milwaukee. Do you know what I mean? I can see that. I really can.
Yeah.
But you're a young guy who was a really high pick, second overall. People had all these expectations. You played a little bit this year, Chris. It's not, 3 years in the league?
Yeah.
If you redid the draft, you wouldn't be the second overall pick. And to be, for people to say that you weren't engaged in an eight-game season
with a
chance to make the playoffs, Chris. With Zion. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, it doesn't look good for him. That's for sure. That is a bad look. And I was looking at him in the bubble. He did not play well. All right, speaking of the bubble, Russell Westbrook has a quad injury, a strained right quad, Rob. He is going to be out for the first few. That's what they're saying. He's going to miss at least the start of Houston's first round playoff series with Oklahoma City. And they don't know how long he'll be out. Rob, I think this is huge. Because Oklahoma City already beat, and I know regular season doesn't always translate to the playoffs, but they beat Houston 2 out of 3 games in the playoffs, whipped them once, and that was with Harden and Westbrook. And you know this is a grudge match because you've got Chris Paul against James
Harden.
Who's
still salty, right?
Yeah. And he shipped out in the middle of nowhere. You know, he goes to Houston, does all that, you know, basically disses the team that he was with, the Clippers, and forces them to trade him to Houston. And then they go ahead and trade him. He thinks he's going to play for championships the rest of his career, and they trade him. So, and also OKC has the perimeter game with Dennis Schroeder, who is my pick for Sixth Man of the Year. Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's going to be tough because you got the two guys in with the Clippers.
With the Clippers, right.
Yeah, and those were my three on the ballot. But it'll be interesting. But one of those three will definitely win it. But they got the perimeter to kind of play small with the Rockets. I think this is an upset alert. I'm not ready to pick it yet. I'll make my picks when I have to. But this is upset alert for sure.
Well, whenever there's an injury to a star player, there's always going to be put a team in peril or a chance of them not doing what they're supposed to. So if it all falls on Harden, and if Harden is able to do it by himself, then kudos to him. That would say a lot, say if Westbrook doesn't play.
Do you give OKC a chance?
Of course, I give him a chance.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got 1 hour left. Rob and Chris, y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.